Begin the current daf Masechtas Eivin daf Pei Aleph. Begin on the top line where the Gemara begins to discuss the mission on the previous daf. And that is, we ended off with the mission on the previous daf that spoke about with what items can one use to make an Eruv HaChatzeris, a Shetuf Mavois. That is, when you want to join all the houses in one Chatzar, all the Chatzeris in one Mavoi, you have to join together with food. So we had a Machlekes in the Mishnah regarding what type of foods can and cannot be used. To which our Gemara asks, Tanina Chadazimna. We already learned the same halachas already in the previous Mishnah on daf Chavav. And therefore, as it says, b'chol ma'arvin mishtatvin, with everything one can make an eiv or shituf, chutz min ha'mayim ha'melech, except for water and salt. Why are we repeating that again in our Mishnah on daf Pei Amud Beis, when we already had the same exact Mishnah on daf Chavav? And that the Gemara says, I'm a rabbi, la'fukim ad Rabbi Yeshua, that we had to say to exclude from the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. The Amar Kikar in Midach and Yilai, that he says in our Mishnah that all that can be used is a complete loaf of bread and nothing else can be used. For Eruv Chatzeres, Kamash Malon, Bakul. That is why we have to say in that Mishnah, Bakul, with everything one could go ahead and make an Eruv, that is even wine or fruit. But although that Mishnah also says the same term, Bakul Ma'arvin, so that would also come to exclude. Why would we have to repeat the Bakul Ma'arvin our Mishnah? So as Rashi explains, if we only had that Mishnah over there, I would have thought that only applies Be'eruv Tchumen, which that is what it's talking about over there. And the Rabbi Yeshua would agree that there, yes, you can make it with everything. It doesn't have to be just a complete loaf of bread. Because there you don't have the concept, which our Gemara will explain later on, of what's called Eva. That people being begrudging to the other, saying, look, I gave a whole loaf of bread, you gave not a whole loaf. Because the Eruv Tchumen, as each individual on his own gives his own thing, so whatever he's giving, he's not in competition with anyone else. But here by Eruv Chatzeres, where the Gemara will explain later the reasoning for Yeshua why it has to be a whole loaf of bread, is because of Eva, that, you know, what is this? I gave a whole loaf, you gave a thing. Well, it's not fear. And therefore, maybe there I would say that would not be the case. Then you cannot be become an Arvin like Rabbi Yeshua holds, that it would have to be just a whole kik, a whole loaf of bread. That's why I repeat it again on our mission of Pei Amud Beis to tell you that it's not only by Eruv Tchumen that it's Bakol Ma'arvin, but even by Eruv Chatzeres, where there you would think like Rabbi Yeshua, the Tanakhama is coming to exclude from his opinion, saying, no, you can make it with fruits, with everything. It doesn't have to be just a whole loaf of bread. And then the Gemara asks, Esri Abaya. Abaya asked, we learned the Braisa. Bakol ma'arvin eruv chatzeres, one can make an eruv chatzeres with anything. Ubachol mishtatvin shituf mevois, and the same thing applies that you can make a shituf mevois out of anything, and that is whether it be bread or wine or other types of fruits. But then the Braisa qualifies and says, although we said bakol ma'arvin on eruv chatzeres and shituf mevois, however v'loy amru la'arv bepas el labuchatz bavad. Yet this that we had said that you can only make an eruv with bread, that was only said by a chatzer. Now, what as Rashi explains, that comes out when the ratio of that Brisa said, Bakol Ma'arvin, with everything you can make an Erev. Obviously, as the Brisa is qualifying at the end, it means with any type of bread you can make Eruv Chatzeres. Because we just said that it's only with bread that you can make. So what does it mean, Bakol Ma'arvin? It obviously means to say, Bakol Pas. In other words, with every type of bread. Now, the Gemara explains, Man Shamat Leidom Pas in Midachrin Eloi, whose opinion do we know that says that for Eruv Chatzeres can only be bread and nothing else? That's Rabbi Yeshua, because the other opinion that Tanakhama holds, you could use wine, fruits, whatever you want to use. And yet, Miktani Bakol, and still it uses that same terminology of everything you can make Eruv Chatzeres, and obviously, as we had just explained, it's going on pas, on any type of bread. Therefore, the question is, what's the raya from our Mishnah that you're trying to say the reason why it's repeating it here is because of, based on its terminology, Bakol Ma'arvin, to tell you that it's anything to exclude from Rabbi Yeshua holds only has to be bread? How do you know? Maybe our Mishnah also that says Bakol, it's not going on everything to exclude from Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. Maybe it says Bakol, like in the Braisa, which just explained, Rabbi Yeshua himself used that same terminology, going on bread. And it's saying, Bakol mini pas, you can be ma'arv eruv chatzeres, and by shituf mevois, you could use everything besides mayim ha'melech, water and salt. So how can you prove that our Mishnah is purpose, why it's repeating it, is coming to exclude from Yeshua from the word Bakol, when Bakol itself can be, Rabbi Yeshua himself used it just to say all types of bread, but not all types of items. So Elo Amar Rabbi Rachana, rather Rabbi Rachana says that if you want to say that why the repetition of our Mishnah over here is Lafuke Med Rabbi Yeshua, to exclude from Rabbi Yeshua, it wouldn't be from the word Bakoil in our Mishnah on Pei Amud Beis, rather it'd be from the end of the words of our Mishnah. The Amar, because Rabbi Yeshua says, Shleima in Prusaloi, what we're coming to exclude from is because he holds it's not just bread that you have to use. He holds it has to be a complete loaf of bread. Kamash Malon Bakol, that is the chiddush of the word Bakol. that we're not coming to exclude from him in the first part of what he says, that it's bread and nothing else, because Bakol could be going on bread. Rather, it's coming to exclude from the fact that he says it has to be a complete hulf and not a broken piece. That's why he's saying Bakol comes to exclude from that. That obviously Bakol would mean to say in whatever form the bread is in, and that's why it's coming to exclude from him. Now, Agav, once parenthetically, the Gemara asks, Uprusa my time aloy. Now, what is the understanding of the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua? Why is it that he says it has to be, I understand bread possibly, it's a certain chashibas, it's what the main staple of a person's meal is, but why does it have to be just a whole loaf of bread? So, Amar Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul, Amar Rabbi Mishum Eiver, as we alluded to before, that the reason is because of enmity, there's going to be a fight, they're going to come to Machloikas, he's going to say, wait a second, we're all joining in this together. Look what I gave, a whole loaf of bread, you gave this broken piece of bread, and because of that, we instituted that everybody should give, and as we had mentioned many times before, the whole concept of Eiriv is the Me'uriv, is the joint connection that the community coming together, and that's why it's like we're all like one big being of Rosh Hashanah. And if we're going to have this enmity, it goes against that whole concept. Therefore, we instituted to have that everybody gives a whole loaf of bread. So on this, Omali Rav Acha b'Reid Rava l'Ravashi. He asked him, Irvu kulam b'prusis mahu. What's the halacha if everybody gave a broken piece of bread? What would be then? There would be no Eva, so maybe that should work, and that we wouldn't have to give a whole loaf of bread. Amalei noises, it's not going to work there either. Because Shema Yachzor Davar Kakula, you might get back to the problem. And that is ultimately, at a later point in time, one person might give a whole, and another one might give a broken one. And you say, look, I'm giving a whole one, everyone else is not giving, it's going to come back to the same Eva, so therefore it always has to retain that chiyuv of giving a kikur shalom, of a whole loaf of bread, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Now, Lamaisa, the way this works out, the halacha of Rabbi Yeshua, that Amr B'Yechon ben Shaul, he says, Nitla himenu, if there was taken a piece from that whole loaf of bread, which according to Rabbi Yeshua is possible, however, if it was kedei chalasa, if it was just the amount, which the chala is a chiyuv that's taken, would you have to take off from when you're baking bread, a certain amount, you have to take off a small piece. That's called chalas, halacha has to be given to the kohen. We don't do that. In chutz la'aretz, it's burnt. So therefore, however, he says that if the piece of chalas is taken off from the whole loaf, that's not considered a piece missing. Because to the contrary, that's the tikkun of the bread, that now you could consume it. And similarly, kedei dimua, and regarding the amount that got mixed in, which means to say, if let's say there was truma that fell into chum, and it, what's called dimua, it got mixed together, and then a loaf of bread was made out of that mixture. So then you have to, although there's 100 to 1, which is the ratio of the bitl of the truma, but you have to take off that amount of that 100th to separate it, to say that this we're considering as the piece of truma. So now when he takes out that small piece of the 100th, although it's taking off and breaking off, it's not a complete piece of bread, that would also be considered to the contrary a tikkun, a rectification of the bread and not a lacking of the bread. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul says, Ma'arvan leba, that you could create the eve according to Rabbi Yeshua even in this loaf of bread, and we would not consider it with the lacking that we say when it's not a whole loaf of bread. And here it would be good. Torah Gemara asks, by the time we learned in the Braisa, Kidei dimua ma'arvan leba. Yeah, that if you took off the amount of what got mixed into it, which is only 100th, that's still considered a whole loaf of bread that could be used. However, kidei chalasa im ma'arvan leba, but we said that if it's you're taking off the shear of chala, then that's not going to be considered good erev, and that contradicts what Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul had said, that even there, that's considered a tikkun and not a chisaron. Torah Gemara answers, lo kasha. Ha, this that we said, in the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul, that you could be ma'arv with the piece of challah, even though that was taken off, not with the piece of challah, but rather the loaf of bread that had the challah taken off of it, that's b'challas nachtem. That is the shear of challah that's taken off from a professional baker, which is a very small shear, and therefore that's not considered chasaron. Ha, but this, that the Brises said, that you cannot be ma'arv with that, if with the piece of challah taken off of it, meaning the bread that had challah taken off it, was b'chalas balabais. That was the shear of challah that's coming from a regular homeowner. That is a larger amount, and therefore that would disqualify that bread as being used as the whole loaf for the ear. Did not like learn the Mishnah in Masechtas Challah. Says shear challah. What is the measurement for the shear of challah? That's echad me'eser rabah. That's 1/24 of the dough that you're making. And that is, for example, ha'isa isla atma. That's if someone's making dough for himself, or ve'isla mishta benoy, or making dough for his son's party. Echad me'esem abba. That would be 1/24. However, nachtoim, however, a baker, shu isla limka b'shuk, that he's making it to sell in the market. V'chini isha sha'asa so limka b'shuk. Similarly, a woman that's also making, but again, to sell for the masses. That's echad me'arbaim v'shmoni. That's only 1/48. And therefore, since there it's a very small shear, then when it would be the same as Dimur, which is like also a very small shear, 1/100, that would qualify it as being used. That's what Rabbi Yochanan had been saying, that's kosher, but the Braisa was told more of a balabayis, which is a much larger shear, and therefore that would disqualify it from being considered kikershal. So now regarding the opinion of Rabbi Huda again, that it has to be kikershal, and there's a very practical shayla that comes up regarding the halachas of Lechem Mishnah, when you have to have a complete loaf of bread. On this, Amar Rav Chizda says, regarding a piece of bread that broke, however, tefara bikisim, which literally means that it was sewed with a small twig, like a piece of wood, but it means like it would be joined together, for example, with like a toothpick or something like that. And now you put it together, now it looks like it's whole. So that loch is marvelly, but you could go ahead and now use it as an erev, because although it's really broken, but now it's stuck together through this piece of wood, therefore it's qualified as a shalom, as a complete loaf of bread. Which Gemara asks, but Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, ain't marvelly, but that says that in the same exact case, that when it's broken and you fix it, so to speak, with a twig, it's not going to be kosher till you be used as an heir. So the Gemara says, like kosher, it's not a difficulty. Ha, the Braisa that said that it's possible is the idea tifra, that it's recognizable the place of where it broke, and therefore it looks like a broken piece of bread. So though technically it's being held together, but that would still be considered like a prusa. Ha, however, this case of Rav Chizda that said that it will be kosher to be used as an erev, as a whole loaf of bread, with the tifra, it's not recognizable. And that is, now that you put it together, on the surface it looks like a whole loaf of bread, that would be kosher as being used as erev. Now the Gemara continues and resumes back the discussion of our Mishnah regarding the items that can be used as an erev, specifically in the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, that it says it has to be a whole loaf of bread. So Amar Zeir Amar Shmuel, Arvin bepas oyres. Again, although it has to be bread, it doesn't have to be just wheat bread. It could be rice bread, or bepas doichin and millet bread. Amarukva says, "Ledidi mefarshele menei de barshmul." To me, it was explained in the name of Marshmul that bepas oyres ma arvin, that with rice bread, yes, you can make an erev. Or bepas doichin ema arvin. However, with millet bread, one cannot make an erev. Amar Chibar Aben Amarav says, "Ma arvin bepas adashim." You can even make an erev with lentil bread. To which the Gemara asks, "Is that really so? You could even use lentil bread." But it was this lentil bread that was there in the times of Shmuel, who were saying over these halachas in the name of v'shadi lekalba, and they threw it to the dog. And even the dog didn't eat it. So it's not even roi lachilis kelev. How could you say that would be fit to be used for an Arab? To which the Gemara answers, "Hahi d'shar minim haver." That bread that was thrown to the dog in times of Shmuel, although it was lentil bread, but it had many different types of grains that were in it, where that definitely is not bread, like it says a pasuk in Yecheskel. There's still, like it says in the pasuk, va'ata kach lochachit, and for you I want you to take wheat with urim and barley, upoil and beans, va'adoshim and lentils, v'doichin and millet, v'chusman and spelt, v'goyim, etc. And that is, it wasn't just only lentils, or had all these together. There it says in the pasuk over there, as Rashi quotes, of lechem anoshim leitoichom, bread of humans, I don't want you to eat. So obviously, that what he was eating, which was lentils mixed with all these different types, was not considered human type of consumption of bread. And therefore, that is why the dog didn't eat it. But pure lentil bread, that is fit for Achilles Kalev, and it would even be fit for an heir. That's one approach. My Papa says a different reason why over there was not considered Roy Lachilas Kelev was Hahit Sluya Bitsayas Ha'odim Have. As we find in that pasuk over there, where it's talking about in Yecheskel, where it's not fit to be eaten, it was roasted with human feces. Like it says in the pasuk, Vihi Begloli Tsayas Ha'odim. And that bread with the coals of the excrement of a man, to again the name, you should make it into ouga, into a cake, into a dough, to their eyes. And therefore, that's why it wasn't fit for Roy Chilkem. Not because it was mixed with all those different species, but rather because what it was roasted, what it was using as being roasted on, that's what caused it to be something despicable of not being lechem anoshim. So, parenthetically, the Gemara asks, and regarding to the Pesukim over there, by Yecheskel, Maivo Ugas Se'orim Toichleno. What does it mean when the pasuk is describing this bad bread that he should be eating, that the bread of barley he should be eating? And the question is, because it wasn't just barley, it had all these other types in it, as it says there in the pasuk. Rather, the Gemara gives two interpretations. Amrav Chizda Lishi Urim. for measurements. And that is, if you change the vowelization from Sa'urim to Shi'urim, that is, you're going to be eating it in measurements. You're going to weigh how much you can eat from this poor quality bread as it is, as it is in hunger and not with times of satiation. So that was part of the curse of not L'Sa'urim, but rather L'Shi'urim. Now, Prabhupada says a different pshat, keeping to the integrity of the word Sa'urim, that Arivasa Kariva Sa'urim, the shaping of the bread was as the shape as a barley, which is not a pretty shape. V'loi Kariva Schita, but not like the shaping by wheat, that when people make wheat bread, they beautify it and they make a nice, beautiful, and round shape. That's what people commonly do by wheat bread, but not by barley bread. So that's what we're saying, it's going to have the shape of barley, which is not a beautiful shape, and therefore that was part of the cursing, not Shi'urim, but rather it's Sa'urim, but not barley, but rather the shape as barley. So now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Again, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah, talking about the joining of all the different dwellers inside a chatzar and a mavir. So our Mishnah tells us, how do we go ahead with doing this process of joining together? So the Mishnah says, Naisen adam ma'al lechenveni. A person can give money to a storekeeper, and that is that storekeeper sells wine, and he lives with him in the same mavir, ulanachtem, or to a baker that sells loaves of bread and also lives with him in the same courtyard, kedeshi zakaloi eir, so that he, the store owner or the baker, should merit to him his part in the eir. And that's, if let's say the people of the mavi are going to come to buy from you, he's telling this to the storekeeper, to the baker, a loaf of bread for the eir, or wine for the shituv, I want that I should have a part in this. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not here, I'm not interested in buying and going and finding. They're going to come to you anyway. I want to give you money so that I should have a part of this eir. So that Rabbi Lezer, this is the words of Rabbi Lezer, that could be done. That's okay. You could join that way by the person that they're going to purchase from to say that I want to be with all the chaverim in the shituf and in the eriv. I'm giving you money right now that when they buy from you, let that be my portion of the eriv. His money has not acquired for him his share in the eriv and the shituf, and he's not considered as part of that. And the reason being is because there's a halacha of ein mois kainis, that money does not acquire anything until you do what's called meshicha, until you actually draw the item, the actual physical object, with your hands. Now, that would be even if the chenveni, this storekeeper, would be ma'arv this person with all the other people, and he would be mezaket to him and say, look, the guy gave me money, and like, I'm giving you the bottle of wine, I'm giving you the loaf of bread, but I want you to know that there's a share of it for that guy who gave me the money. It wouldn't be an eriv. And that's because the guy who gave the money, who wants to be part of it, his whole intention was only to be joined through his money, but the money doesn't work. Now, when the storekeeper is now meriting him this part, this share, it's considered, as we're going to see on Amud Beis, shaloi midaita, not according to his will, because he didn't want a freebie. In other words, he didn't want it to be mezuka to him. He wanted to go ahead and pay for it. Now, but the paying is not working because mois is not kindness. So therefore it comes out that although he even will be mezaka to him, but not based on his money, so that's not going according to his original das. Since shlemidas, the Erev does not work, as the Erev has to work only midas of the one that's being a part, a member of this Erev, and therefore leizoch lema'esav, and he's not considered part of the Erev. We'll continue on to Amud Beis. However, umaydim, but the Chacham do agree to Rebbe Eliezer, b'shar kol adam, by everyone else that's not a storekeeper, that then the money of the person that's giving money to join together, say, okay, I want to be part of this, that will work. And as the Gemara will explain, it's a reference to a regular Baal HaBayis, to a homeowner, where his friend tells him, here, take this money, I want to be part of the Erev, I'm not sure going to the store, so go ahead and make me part of this. So there he's mezaka to him, there the Erev does work. And the reason is because since a Baal HaBayis, a regular friend of yours that lives next door, he's not used to selling loaves of bread, that really we interpret the whole intention was only to make him a shlich, a messenger. And it's as if he told him orivly, but not based on his money as if he's purchasing, but rather, but by a chenveni, but by a storekeeper, it's based on his interpretation of how it usually is, that it's, I want my money to work, and it's not the money, and therefore even what he's giving him is shlemi daita. And that is as Rashi says, because even a chenveni himself, a storekeeper, if he would tell him orivly, then, as the Gemara says, that would work. It's only because we're assuming that he wants it for his money to work, and that doesn't work, and what he's giving him is not what he asked for. As the Mishnah concludes to explain this concept, that what's the understanding of this discrepancy between the Chemeni and Baal HaBayis? She'ein ma'arvin lo'odam eilu medayta. Because you can only include a person in the Erev only based on his das, his understanding of what he's doing, that he has to be willing participant and only with his will. And therefore, by a storekeeper, when he says that I want you to be zeichet for me, his whole intention is only to purchase it from that person. And we can't rely on, and he's not relying on it to be a shliach for him. Rather, he wants to purchase it. I want my money. It's buying power. I bought it. You're not giving me anything for free. And however, we know that mois is not kindness. So that's not working. And then even what he's giving him is shaloi midaita. Whereas by a balabayas, then that is essentially what he's telling. He wants him to be a shliach. However, as Rashi says, if let's say by the storekeeper, you would actually do meshicha on the loaf of bread and then leave it to him, then he would be making meshlech. And then, of course, that would work. But the reason why it doesn't work when he actually pays for it is because his whole das is that the money should work and the money doesn't work. So even what he would be doing, even if he would give it to him for free and say he wants the story and is telling everyone he's joining with it, that won't work because that would be shlemi daita. The Mishnah concludes with a qualification on this halacha. Amr Yehuda. When did we say this halacha that we just ended off with, summarizing the idea that you only could be ma'ar of a person with his das? That's beiruv tchumen. That's only by the eruv of the boundaries of how far a person could go on Shabbos. With there, that's a liability to a person if you do it without him knowing, because although he's gaining another 2,000 amas in one direction, he's losing 2,000 amas in the other direction, and maybe he's not going to be a willing participant to that. But regarding joining together in the chatzar, that we're all considered one bias and that we could all carry in the chatzar, there you could include him in the Erev, whether with his knowledge or without his knowledge. And the reason being is because you could merit to a person with him not being there. It's total schus. There's nothing that he's losing. What's he losing? You're only gaining the ability to carry in the chatzar. You don't want, you don't have to, but there's nothing lost. So of course you could do it without him knowing. However, you cannot create a liability for someone not when he's not there, in other words, without him knowing, and therefore by Ruba Tchumen, where that's a liability on some level, there you would need the person's das, and therefore our whole halacha applies only to Ruba Tchumen and not to Ruba Chatzeres, according to Rabbi Huda's interpretation. Now the Gemara goes back to ask on the beginning of the Mishnah. My time with Rabbi Eliezer, what is the understanding of Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that you could be kind and heir with money even when you're purchasing from a chemini? Halei Moshach. But he didn't do Mashiach, he didn't acquire it. So as we had explained in the Mishnah, according to the opinion of the Chacham, which sounds pretty valid, is that you need the person's das, and only according to what he wants. Now he's purchasing with money, but money doesn't work. It's only with Mashiach, and he didn't do Mashiach. So how is it that according to Rabbi Eliezer, he holds that it would be considered a good heir? And that the Gemara says, Amr Rav Nachman, Amr Rav Barvua, Asur Rabbi Eliezer, Kedalid Prakim Mishanah. Rabbi Eliezer considered this situation as the same halacha that applies by four times in the year. And that is, as the Gemara will conclude later on in this Amid, as Rabbi Yochanan says, that in the case of four times in the year, the Chacham established that the halacha should be according to its biblical criteria, that money really does acquire something. And it's just that we said that usually not, but then at certain times we said that it should retain its biblical status of money purchasing. Same thing applies over here. Because of the tikkun of Shabbos that we wanted the Erev to work, the Chacham said we will keep it at its biblical status, and therefore this purchasing of the Erev, although generally we don't allow mois to be kindness, here we will say that it will have this status of the biblical halacha, which is the real halacha before the Chacham were mesaken something, that the mois will purchase, and therefore it is going to be considered good Erev. There's now, like, learned in Mishnah Chulin, what is this concept of this Dalad Prakim of the four times in the year? So it says over there, but Dalad Prakim Elu, at these four times in the year, as the Gemara in Masechet Chulin of Pegimel explains, it's on Erev Yom Tov, the first Erev Yom Tov of Pesach, the Erev Yom Tov of Shavuos, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and Erev Yom Tov of the last days of Sukkot, and also possibly the Erev Yom Kippur in the Galil, that's by the Galilee. These are times when everybody makes big meals. So it says, on that those time periods where we know for sure people need to have food for their meals, Mashchitnes atabach balkarch. We force the sheikh, the slaughterer, to against his will to have to slaughter the animal, and that is a filishersh of elef dinner, even if there's an ox worth 1,000 dinner, ve'en lekeach, and the purchaser only has in this ox ele dinner echad, only one dinner, and that is he had given the money from before the holiday, the worth of one dinner worth of meat that he wanted. We force the slaughterer to go ahead and slaughter this meat for this person. Because although generally, as we're going to see, for that I'm going to lose a 999 dinar. However, on these time periods where we know for sure that people are find it necessary to have their food for their meals, we force the sheikhet to slaughter for this person. Lefikach. So what comes out is, imeis, if the ox dies, meis lekech. That is a death for the purchaser. In other words, the lekech, the purchaser loses what he gave, because on some level we consider it as if it's his, and that's why you force the sheikh to slaughter for him. But then if it dies, he loses his money. So on that, the Gemara asks, wait a second. Meis lelekech, holei mashach. How do we understand that? What does it mean that if it dies to the purchaser, that he loses his money? But he never did meshicha. He gave money. Why would I lose my money? I never actually acquired it. If I don't end up getting the product, then it's your fault, Mr. Sheikh, and therefore give me back my money. So what is that pshat? Rav Huna answers, B'shamashach, you're right, it's talking about where the purchaser had already done meshicha. Now he gives it back, I already did my acquisition, and then go ahead and slaughter. And now he's saying, wait, I'm going to lose 999. He says, no, I did meshicha already. I own one dinner worth, and you got to give me my portion. Go ahead and slaughter it. And therefore, if the animal dies, I lose it, obviously, because it's my own loss that I had that dinner worth that had died. And that the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if it's talking about that he had done meshicha, aim a seifa. Let's see the seifa of that Mishnah. It says, B'shayi ma'isa shana enikem. The rest of the year is not like this. Where there you don't force the slaughterer to shecht against his will. And that is, if the tabach wants, he could say, you know what? I'm not losing 999 dinar. I have nothing to do with it. No one else is purchasing. I'm giving you back your money. Lefika chames. And therefore, in that case, on the rest of the year, if the animal dies, it's a loss. It's a death to the seller because the purchaser has no power over here, as if he owns it over here. He can be forced to take his money back. Therefore, I don't lose it if the animal dies. Now that the question is, am I, if, as you're saying in the Reisha, it's talking about ha-mashach, but he had done meshicha already, what do you mean? Why is it that it's a loss to the meicher? It should be a loss to the kech. He did meshicha already. It's his loss. And that the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Shmuel by Yitzchak. So, la'olam in truth, b'shalai mashach. As we prove from the seif, it has to be told about that you didn't do meshicha, and therefore all you did was you gave money. But hacha ma'eskin, to hear what we're talking about, and that is we're coming to answer the question, why is it a mace l'lekech? Why is it that the purchaser loses his money at those four times of the year if he didn't do meshicha? Is b'shazikalai, where it was merited to him, and that is the tabach, the slaughterer, merited to the purchaser in this ox a dinner's worth, ali de acher, through somebody else. And that is, he gave over the ox to someone else, and he told him, I want you to merit this for the purpose of that person. And this, however, the purchaser himself didn't make that person his shliach to be zeicha for him. So therefore, however, this is where the discrepancy will come out, depending if it's the four times of the year or the rest of the year. And therefore, as follows. As the Reisha, that Mishnah said, Bedal Prakam Elu, at these four time periods of the year, Dischusulai, where it's a merit for the person that to spend money and to purchase meat, because everybody, that is their custom, everybody needs meat. Therefore, Zochan Lo Shalei Befonav, there the Tabach could merit it to the person, even without his knowledge, and therefore this that he had done that, he said, okay, I want you to be Zecher with this person that dinner's worth, now, it's as if he owns part of it, and therefore if it dies, it is a Meis Lekech. B'shayim Meis HaShana, but the rest of the year when he does this processing, be Zeichet for this person, D'chayv Hulai, where there's a liability for that person that he has to spend money, because who said I want meat? It's not necessary like those four times, the periods of the year, which are the holidays, the Yom times which are necessary. There, Ein Chavon Lo Yilbafanav, you cannot create a liability for a person only with him there, with him a willing participant. And therefore, although he said be Zeichet for that person, it does not work, because it was Shalei Befanav, and that's why if it's Meis, it's Meis L'meicher, not L'kech, because it's not considered as if he had merited. That was the first approach to understanding that Mishnah Chulin. However, now the Gemara brings another approach, which is the purpose of bringing this to Rebbe Eliezer. Rav Ilam Rebbe Yechanan, he says, why is it Meis L'kech? Why is it, if you didn't do Meshicha, that L'kech loses his money? And that is, as Rebbe Yechanan explained, but Dal Prakam Eilu, at these four time periods of the year, Hemidu Chacham Devrein al Devrei Torah. Here the Chacham established that we will retain the biblical status that money does have purchasing power, and it is as if the person acquired. And this is the basis of Rebbe Eliezer's opinion that regarding Hilchos Shabbos, we also gave that same status of to retain the Deraisa de Galacha again because we wanted the person to be able to be part of the Erev. Dam Rebbe Yechanan, as Rebbe Yechanan said, Dvat Torah Mois Kindness. Really, according to the halacha from the Torah, money does acquire, as it says by someone that's redeeming from Hekdesh, and the Pasuk in Vayikra Perek Chazayin says, V'nosna kesav akamlai. He'll give money, and it will be the person's. Now, if for Hekdesh it works, definitely if someone's purchasing from a commoner, then money has acquisition. So why is it that we always said in Halacha that only drawing something, the actual object, is what acquires if you are not the money? That's because the seller might tell him, hey, you know, you already bought it with just the paying of the money. I know you never got the merchandise, but it was really yours already. And although it was on my warehouse, you know, all your wheat got burnt up in the attic that you had given me money already. Therefore, we said no. It's still the meichers, it's the owner's, until he actually gets it into his hands, the lekach, so that he should actually give himself over and to try to toil to save it, because if it's not his, he's going to say, hey, I'm not going to put myself out to try to save it because it's not mine. But if it's his, he's going to really do what it takes to save it. And therefore, we mandated that it will be considered his until the lekach actually gets the merchandise. But this was the idea to explain to Rabbi Elazar that it's just like that. We said Hamidu Divrei Mal Divrei Torah regarding the halacha of Erev, according to Rabbi Elazar, that we said that it has the halacha that Mois will be kindness, and that's why by him just giving money that will work when he gives it to the Chemini or to the Nachtam. Now the Gemara continues explaining from our Mishnah that it said Umaydim, however the Chachamim do agree to Rabbi Elazar Bishar Kala Odom by everybody else. In other words, when you Kesef, money will acquire the Erev when you're purchasing from a regular person and not from a chenveni, not from a storekeeper. So the Gemara is man shar kol adam. Who is this all other people that is in contrast to the chenveni and to the nachtam? Samar Rav Balabayis, it means a regular guy, your neighbor. B'chinam b'shmul Balabayis. Damash like Shmuel said, lo yishanu, and he gave all these qualifications on this halacha of the chacham that say it doesn't work when you're saying, when you're giving with money. The first one being this halacha, lo yishanu el nachtam. We only said that it doesn't work when it's a baker. Is kind of, when it's your friend, then you are kind of, as we had mentioned already in the Mishnah, because then you're just really saying, I want you to be my shliach, my facilitator of getting a part in it, but not because I'm purchasing it, because this guy doesn't sell bread. He's not a commercial type of a person. He's just a homeowner, resident, and therefore you're basically telling him, I just want you to make me a part of it, but not that you're purchasing and not basing it on his kesef to be kind of, as we said, that would be invalidating as it is by the case of the chemini. Another qualification in this, the Amar Shmuel, and Shmuel also says, Leshana Elama, this that we said it doesn't work by the Chenveni and by the Nachtam is only if you actually give money. Of a kli, but if you give a vessel, which as Rashi explains is the classic Kinyan Sudr, which is that you give a kerchief and he picks it up and he says, okay, based on that you're acquiring it, then kind of, even from a Chenveni, even from a store owner, then you would acquire, again, because that's only a problem by money, where then that's not kind of, but this Kinyan Sudr is kind of. Another qualification, the Gemara says, Ramashmol, Leishonel de Amaloi Zachli. This that we said it's a problem. It's only if he tells the chemini, the store owner, and the baker, is I want you to merit it for me. Where he's not making him a messenger, he's not making him a shliach, rather like all other sellers, where he's saying, I want to be zeich in it based on the money that I'm giving. Aval Oma, Erevli, but if he tells him, I want you to make the Erev for me, then shliach shavi, then he's making him a messenger. And therefore he's relying on him, as the klal is, the Gemara always says, Chazaka, shliach eisa shlichusai. There's a certain chazaka that we rely on, that an established fact of protocol, that the messenger does his mission, and therefore he's Erev that he's doing from his considered ladaita, because he's saying, make an Erev for me, which basically means to say that I'm not with my money, but to be my shliach, v'kani, and therefore, in all these cases, although they'll be chemini, they will work, because again, they're all avoiding the problem of the fact that he wants his money to work, and his money doesn't work, and then it will be considered shalai ladaita. All these cases are either not money, or it will be considered that he's doing it ladaita. Then the Mishnah said, Amr Yehuda, that when did we say this halacha that you need das of the person? That's only by Erev Tchumen, where it could be a liability, but Erev Chatzis, which is a win-win, then you don't need the person's das. So Amr Yehuda Mishmul, halacha Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha actually follows him, that you don't need das by Erev Tchumen and Shetuvim Avais, by Erev Chatzis and Shetuvim Avais, because there's no loss, it's win-win, so Zachal Adam Shalai Befanav. And not only that, he says, El kol makim shoshan Rabbi Yehuda be'Erevin, wherever we have Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, by the halachas of Erevin, halacha kamayis halacha follows like him. So on that, the Gemara says, Amalei Rabbi Chana b'Gdisol Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Shmuel, did Shmuel even say that halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda? Afilu b'mavei shenit lo kairosav al chayav? Even by the case, which is a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, by a mavei, by this alleyway where the beam or the side post fell down on Shabbos, where Behuda's Makel in Perikol Gagas, and he says that it's mutter for that whole Shabbos, even though now the Mavik, this what people call the Mavik, which is the string that goes across or the side, came down, that there it's permitted. Did he even say over there halacha falls like Behuda? Somebody says no. You have to understand what I told you. Be'erivin amarti lacha. I told you regarding Erevin, which is wherever we spoke about halacha of acquiring the Erev, which is the joining of the people, that I told you halacha of Azrak Behuda. V'lei b'mechitzes, but not by partitions. And that is, although that's part of the halachas of Erevin, but that's just something that's ancillary to the actual context of Erev. Erev means to say the joining of the people, which is done by the bread, which the food, we join into one Rosh Hashanah. Now, based on that, but there's certain criteria of what fits a mavoi. There has to be certain mechitzas, certain walls. That's not what I said with Erevin. That's the halachas of mechitzas, which apply to Erevin. There, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda, and if it falls on Shabbos, it will be invalid mavoi. I only said regarding the halachas of Erevin, not of mechitzas. So, I'm Rav Acha b'Rid, the Rebbe, the Rav Ashi. So, wait a second. You said halacha. You say halacha falls like Yehuda. Mechalal de pligi. So you can infer that what you meant to say is that the chachamim that are previous in the mission, that he's arguing on them. But v'amri b'shuman Levi, b'shuman Levi already told us a klal godly. He says kamakim shamri b'yehuda emasai. Whenever b'yehuda says in the Tanoic statement says when did we say this u'bamah or in what context b'mishnah seinu in our mishnah. Ein ela farish devachom. It's only coming to explain and clarify the words of the sages. And therefore, here in our Mishnah, where it says, Bamed Devamu, when did we say this? It's obviously that he's not arguing. He's just qualifying their statement. So why are you saying halacha, which sounds like halacha falls like him, which is obviously that there's somebody else that says otherwise, but it's not true. No one says otherwise. He's just clarifying the opinion of the Chacham. But on that, the Gemara asks back on that. V'loy pligi, are you really telling me that they don't argue? V'anat nam, but we learned in the Mishnah on the previous Daf that said, Niteis v'alein, when more dwellers come into the neighborhood, into the Mavoi, Meisiv and Mazakis, and the person could add on more food for them, to them be included, and he could merit it to them. But Bitsaruch Lohidia, we said, that he has to notify them, which is obviously that was told by Rebbe Chatzeres, that obviously that by Rebbe Chatzeres, that you do have to have their das. That's what I said, Bitsaruch Lohidia, which obviously that Tana, which are the Chacham, is arguing on Rebbe Yehuda. So how can you say that they're not arguing? To which he answers, no, wait a second, it's not necessarily that they argue. Hasim over there, you could say, it's talking about b'chatzah shebein shnei mevoyis. It's talking about a courtyard, which is between two different mevoyis, where they, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you would have to have his das, because if you're joining here, then you're not joining here, so therefore you're going to get one, but you might lose. That would be the same as Rav Tchumen, where although you gain in one area, you might lose another area. Rabbi Yehuda agrees, but by a regular classic, a Rav Chatzeres, which is only one chatzer, maybe there no one argues in Rabbi Yehuda, and as we had said in the name of Rabbi Shuban Levi, that is just qualifying the statement of the Chacham, that since it's a win-win, you don't need to have his das. To which he asked back on him, what do you mean? B'vamar Rav Shiz, b'vamar Rav Chizda, Zayis Emeres. As we had mentioned in the previous Tav, he says, from this Mishnah on the previous Tav, we could conclude, that Chalukun Olav Chaver Val Rabbi Yehuda, that the other companions of Rabbi Yehuda, his colleagues, that they did argue on him. So you see that this was already an established fact, that there is a Machlekes. And therefore, how can you say that it's not like that, but then you have the question of Rabbi Shuman Levi, which says that Rabbi Yehuda is just qualifying the statement. So how do we resolve this contradiction? And then the Gemara concludes. Ella, rather, Gavra Gava Karamis, are you posing one Amoira on another Amoira? In other words, Rabbi Shuban Levi, that he says, whenever it says, Bameh Devam Amur of Rabbi Yehuda, that he's not arguing, on Shmuel, who, from his statement of Halacha, it's Mechlal de Pligi, that obviously that they are arguing. What's the contradiction? Mar Sava Pligi. Shmuel that said Halacha, he obviously holds that they do argue. Umar Sava Lei Pligi. And Rabbi Shuban Levi that says, that whenever he says Bameh Devam Amurim, that they're not arguing, obviously holds that they're not arguing, and therefore it's a Machlokes Amurim. It's not a contradiction. It's just a Machlokes Amurim, how to understand Rabbi Yehuda's statement, if he's coming to argue, and that's what he said, Halacha falls like him, not like everyone else, or like Rabbi Shuban Levi, where he's coming to qualify, and therefore there is no Machlokes, and yes, inevitably the Halacha is like him, but you wouldn't have to say that, because everybody holds that that's the Halacha, it's only by Rebbe Tchumen, and not by Rebbe Chatzeis and Shetuv Mevois to require Das, because it's only a Zchus and not a Chayv.